Okay, today's daf is Nazir, daf Samachvav, the last daf of Maseches Nazir. We will start from the top, or the last two words in Samachem Abeis, where the Gemara now has been discussing the last Mishnah, which is quoted here, which is also a Mishnah in Zavim. The Mishnah discusses in seven ways we are bodek a Zav. A Zav and a Zava, different halachas. If a Zav has two re'ios, then he will have to wait Shiva Nekiyim. If he has three re'ios, then he not only will have to wait Shiva Nekiyim, but he'll have to wait Shiva Nekiyim and then bring a karban. So there are different halachas that were discussed in the Mishnah yesterday and in the Gemara, at the beginning of the Gemara, that the last re'ia, iskish zachar l'rakeva, as we said, and we're not going to care what the cause of the re'iyah was. The earlier ones were worried about what the cause was. If there was an external cause, then it will not count as a re'iyah of ziva, meaning which is some abnormal, sickly re'iyah emission that comes from the person. If there's an exterior cause, so then by certain of the re'iyos, we don't worry about it. So that's what the Gemara said yesterday. That's what the Mishnah said yesterday. If you look back at the Mishnah for a minute, Mishnah niskak leziva ain't botno. So once a person is a zav, so we don't check what the reason is for the re'iyah, and we just say, onso sveik of shechazar tameim shereglayim lodavar. We say, whatever the reason is, if it's ones, if it's safek, it's the shechazar of a zav, it's always batame because raglayim lodavar. Once he's a zav, so then we're machmir, and assume that the new re'iyos are ziva as well. So, onso besveikos. Now we start the daf. Samach vava ben alf. Amar Rava, what does it mean? What did the Mishnah mean? That once a person is a zav, and then we have a safek, so then we treat the suffix l'chumra. So what case is that talking about? Remember, a person's a zav, a person has had a couple of re'ios already. So Amar Rava, lo tema suffix chaza, suffix lo chaza. This does not mean a case where a person's a zav, and then let's say he had two re'ios, and now he's counting shivitakiyim. Right, a zav, a man who had this two emissions, has to count shivitakiyim. So let's say then he has a third possible re'iyah. We're not sure if he saw or not. So don't say Savik Chaza and Savik Loch Chaza. Don't say that's the case of the Mishnah. Why? Because in that case, we would not be Matame. That would not undermine the Shiva Nekiyim. If it's a Savik, whether he saw at all or not, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. Ella, what's the case that the Mishnah is talking about that we will be Machmir? Ella Vadai Chaza. Is he for sure had the emission Savik Machma, Shechva Zera, Savik Machma Zeriyah? We're just not sure if it's Shechva Zera, which is a natural, normal, shechva zera that a man has coming out of him, or if it's something related to a sickness that he has, which is ziva. That's the case of something that the Mishnah is talking about. That if a man is already a zav, and then he has a re'iya, which we're not sure what it is, so then we're machmir. Kiva chidiskak l'tuma sveiko tame. So then once he is a zav, so then we treat it as tuma. If we know for sure it's shechva zera, the Gemara describes elsewhere what the difference is between shechva zera and ziva, so then there's not a safek. Then Shechva Zera does not undermine Ziva if we know the difference. But it's a case where we're not sure. He is a Zav, but we're not sure about this Re'iyah, so then we will be Machmir because he already is Tamei. The Rosh here says, like the Gemara says, that if we're not even sure if he had the Re'iyah or not at all, so then we're going to be Mako. So ask the Sheshmai, so why is that? Once he's a Zav, so then we say you have to go to Chumra. We're not sure what the re'iyah is. You have to go to Chumra. So why don't we go to Chumra even by a suffix if we're not sure if there was a re'iyah or not? Right? We should be machmir by all sveikus. That's the kasha of the Shev Shmeisen. Shmeisa, hey, Perek Beis. So why don't we say that you're machmir not only by the case of you're not sure what the re'iyah was, but if there was a re'iyah. So Zez Tos says, no, you can't do it. Says the Shev Shmeisen, you can't do that based on a svara that Tosfos gives at the beginning of Maseches Gittin. Tosfos there asks, how is a woman Ne'eman when it comes to Hilchas Nida? Eid Echon is not Neman B'Yisurin against the Cheskas Isser. Right? She's Cheskas Asser now. And all of a sudden, we know that Halacha believes her. The Safra Lola Atzmo. So Estos is the beginning of Gittin. Why is it that we believe her? It's an Eid Echon against the Cheskas Isser. Cheskas Isser. You know what Tosva says? Tosva says, because this is not a usual Cheskas Isser. This is a Cheskas Isser that's for sure not going to last forever. It's not going to last forever. A woman doesn't have a chazaka that she's going to be roek hol shah. So by a usual cheskes iser, you have a cheskes nevela, cheskes something else. So then you know that, that's a chazaka that can last forever. But by a woman's re'ia, we know that's a chazaka that's going to end at a certain point. So therefore, the regular rules of cheskes iser don't apply, and the woman can be believed. So Tosis, so the Rishav Shpreisa uses that here too, in a case where he's a zav, but still he's not going to be a zav forever. It's not going to be a zav forever. You know, there's a difference. Yes, anida is a natural. If you're going to ask this, anida is a natural occurrence every month. It's going to stop. Well, ziva is abnormal. But still, says the Shev Shvaitza, comparing, there is no chazaka that she will, that he will have this emission forever. So that's why he can be mako. Once he's a zav, so then raglayim l'davar. So then raglayim l'davar, and we would assume l'chumra. Yeah. But still, you're right. I mean, so whatever. Why is there a different kind of sphakus? So once there is a re'iyah, I guess there's more of a reason. But what's that whole svara? You're not going to be raw forever. So they're here. There is a re'iyah. So there's even more of a reason, you know, to think otherwise.
It undermines.
So maybe the point you have to walk a fine line here. You have raglayim l'davar once there is a re'iyah. But if there's no re'iyah or the suffix re'iyah, so then you wouldn't have the raglayim l'davar. Okay, and just one more point in that same piece. That's the same piece I just quoted that we mentioned on Thursday. That the Shemesh Baitza discusses the issue of machzik and me'isr l'isr. The Maharit there, if you remember, what we discussed last week, suggests this is also a raya. Why you machmir? It must be machzik and me'isr l'isr. So again, the Shemesh Baitza says no. There's no raya from here. The reason here is, as you saw just mentioned, once you're a zav, so we assume that you're still a zav. It's not a different iser here, but we assume raglayim l'davar that it continues. Okay, period. Next, fourth line. Shichvas zara matameya. Right, we got to finish a couple more lines of tumah tara, and then we get to the last mishnah about whether Shmuel was a nazir. Shichvas zara matameya. So the shichvas zara of a zav is tamei. Right, it's tamei. Right, we know a zav is, as we said, somebody who has these two or three emissions. So if he has shichvas zara, let's say we know for sure shichvas zara. You know for sure it's not ziva; it's the regular emission. Azav has shech mazera come out of him. So then tamei it's tamei. So lamai. So what regarding what is it tamei? Ilema lamaga is it tamei maga that if somebody touches the shech mazera, so migar mishech mazera the tar. Then what's the chiddush? Even if you have a non zav, let's even a regular tar person, that a shech mazera. If you look at the first mishnah kalem, the first mishnah in Seder Taurus, shech mazera is one of the avos hatumah. If you touch Shech Vazera, you become Tameh. You got to go to the mikvah. After a man and a woman are together, every time you got to go to the mikvah. Right? So you have mikvos all over. You have many more mikvos, bisman and mikdash. So Shech Vazera is Tameh b'maka by a tar person. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? The Shech Vazera of his is Tameh. What's the chiddush? Even of a tar person. So Ella, what must be the chiddush? Zara shall zav Tameh b'masa. Oh. Because regular Shech Vazera is only Metaya B'maga. The chiddush of a Shech Vazera of a zav, it's more Tameh, it's b'masa. Even if I don't touch it, but I carry it. Let's say it's in a container and I carry it without touching it. I am also tummy. So the Gemara says, "Man sham is lahad to amr shech bazera shel zav b'tamei b'masa." Who is the author of the Mishnah that says shech bazera is b'tamei b'masa? Ilei mahaitana. If you want to say it's the following tana, the tanya as the Brisa says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer shech bazera shel zav einu b'tamei b'masa. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the shech bazera of zav is not b'tamei b'masa. That's not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer b'tamei b'masa. Rabbi Yeshua says it is b'tamei b'masa. But look at his svara. Why is the shech vazera v'zav mitame b'masa? Not because it's shech vazera, but lefi she'i efshar la belotzich tzuche ziva. If you have the shech vazera of a zav, it must be that there's some ziva drops inside. So that's why it's mitame b'masa. So what do you see from Rabbi Yeshua? Afilu Rabbi Yeshua lo amar. What's the reason Rabbi Yeshua says that the shech vazera of a zav is mitame b'masa? That's only because it's only because there's ziva drops mixed in. That's why you're going to be metameit. Aval be'ene lo amar. But per se, even Rabbi Yeshua sounds like he would agree that if you have the pure shech mazera of a zav, it would not be metame b'masa. So we're stuck. What are we suggesting our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says the shech mazera of a zav is especially tame. So why is it especially tame? What if you touch it? Everybody. That's not a chiddush of a zav. Masa, you don't have anybody who holds that way. Right, the only reason Rabbi Yeshua says that is because you have ziva stuck in. But if you talk about shech vazera per se, it's not a problem. So ella amar of ada bar ava lomar she'ein tolen ba. What does it mean? What does our Mishnah mean that shech vazera of zav is temeya that you're not tole on it? What does that mean? So for this, you have to look at Tosfos. Look at Tosfos in the middle of Dibra Maskel Ilema. Tosfos quotes another Mishnah in Zavin. Haroa Keri. First word on the line. Haroa Keri Eino Metame Beziva Kome Eis La'Eis. The halach is, let's say somebody has an emission of Shechva Zera. Right? He's Shechva Zera. And then an hour later, he has another emission. He has another emission. The halach is, you can't become a Zav right after, within 24 hours of having a Shechva Zera emission. Because we assume it's connected to that Keri emission. So that's why the Ziva is not going to cause you problems. Sheha Keri Poter Ziva Balacharea Kol Me'is La'Eis. That's what the Mishnah says. That if you have a Bal Keri, somebody who had a Shechva Zera emission, and then soon afterwards he had another emission, you attribute it to the Shechva Zera. So what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? The Chiddush of our Mishnah is that once you resolve, even if you have Shechva Zera, once you resolve, the following emission is not treated Lakula. Even though usually a Ziva after having Shechva Zera were Mako, we say it's somehow connected to the Shechva Zera. So you have an excuse. It's not going to make you Tamei. But once you're a Zav, so then, even after Shechva Zera, so then it's going to make you Tamei, or it's going to undermine your Shiva Nekiyim that you're counting. That's what the Mishnah means. Of, Ein Tolenba, we're not able to be Tole, a Ziva, to attribute a Re'iyah of Ziva to a previous Re'iyah of Shechva Zera. That's what the Mishnah means. Okay. Continuing. Sava, Rav Papa Kamelu, Rav Lameimar. Rav Papa thought, what's the Svara? What's the Svara that we usually give? That if somebody has an emission of Shechva Zera, and then an hour later he has another emission, so we say, you know what? It's not Ziv. It's connected to the Shechva Zera. Why do we usually say that? The Svara is, I did the Chulsha Hu Techazi. We assume that maybe because, you know, he's weakened. Once a person has Shechva Zera, he's in a weakened state. So therefore, anything that comes out, you know, he has an excuse. As we mentioned yesterday, the Mishnah said, if there's any type of external excuse, so that it's not going to be called Ziva. So Rav Papa says, it must be because he's weak, and that's why you can attribute the Ziva to the Shechva Zera. So Amalei Rava says, that doesn't work. You know why? V'hatnan, because we learned in another Mishnah in Zavim, the next Mishnah, Gershen is Gayer, Mitame Biyad Beziva. Miyad Beziva. What happened to the Ger? 10 minutes after he becomes Jewish, he has a Ziva emission. You know what? He becomes a Zav. What do you mean he becomes a Zav? You just told me that if a person is in a weakened state, it's not going to cause problems. Right after he becomes a Ger, the Bach takes out Amalei, Ein Lecha Choli Gadol Mizeh. Right? There's no greater sickness than becoming Jewish. What does that mean? There's no greater weakness. Let me translate it better. There's no greater weakness. Why? Look at the Rush. It's the last five words of the Rush on the page. Look at the Rush. Chulsha tvei chulsha adraba tvei chulsha ika v'ger shehichnis atzmo l'da'agas hamitzvos. You got a lot on your mind once you become Jewish, right? So you're in a weakened state. So if ziva is not attributed to ziva after shechva zera, that surely after becoming Jewish, and where does this relate to? I saw the Rabbi Yosef Engel says ayein b'matziah pedalad. Where bus b'matziah pedalad? That's the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, who ended up being great friends, right? They meet each other. So what happens? Yom Echad, Havi Kasach, Rabbi Yochanan B'Yardana. Rabbi Yochanan was taking a bath in the river. Chazi Reish Lakish, Veshav L'Yardana Basrei, the bandit Reish Lakish, who happened to be a bandit at that time, he jumps into the river. He's going to attack Rabbi Yochanan. He jumps in. So Amalei Chelach La'Oraisa. So says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, you're strong, man. That was a great jump, right? He must have taken a huge jump. So Amalei Shufrach Lanashi. So Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, you're beautiful. You know, you should. There might be women that would be interested in you. Shufrach Lanashi. So Amalei Ihadrit Pachas. Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, if you do tshuva, Yahavina Lecha Achosi to Shapir Naminai. I'll give you my sister, who's even more beautiful than I am. Right? We know Rabbi Yochanan when he took off his shirt, the whole room lit up from the light of his arm. So he says to Reish Lakish, if you do tshuva, I'm even going to give you my sister. So Kabbalah, at that very second, Reish Lakish said, okay, I'm going to do tshuva. He accepted upon himself to do tshuva. Amazing. So what happened? Boyle medel asuyimani. So he tried to get out of the river to go get his clothes. V'lomatzi hader, he couldn't swim anymore. He couldn't swim anymore. What happened? Rashi, he couldn't swim anymore. V'lomatzi litpos kavari shon, he couldn't jump like he did. The mishakibel alav ol Torah, tashash kocho. Once he accepted a life of Kabbalah Torah, he already got weak. Unbelievable. That's what he quotes right here, right? He quotes here that, right? You become weakened. So once you become Jewish. There's a lot more to talk about in that Gemara, but it's not for today. So says the so how can you say that's the reason of Ziva not being Ziva normally being attributed to Shechva Zara? So Ella, the Gemara changes tunes, Tanoihi. Going back to the earlier question of if you say the earlier suggestion that if you say our Mishnah, when the our Mishnah says that the Shechva Zara Vizav is Metame, if you say that's Metame Bemasa, there's no Tana that agrees to that. There is. We can find another Tana. El Tanoihi, the Tanya, Shechva Zera Shalzav, Metame B'masa, Kome Eis Leis. The Shechva Zera V'Zav is Metame B'masa, meaning if you carry it without touching it, for 24 hours. For 24 hours, it is Metame B'masa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yomo, no, only that day. Only that day it is Metame. But Maika Miflagi B'de Shmuel, the Machlokas is regarding a statement of Shmuel. The Shmuel Rami. Shmuel asked the following contradiction. The man has an emission, a mikra laila, an emission at night. Night, that word, the Gemara assumes laila means one night. Meaning one night, meaning the same halachic day. Viksiv, and the other part of the pasuk says, Lifnos erev yerchatz b'mayim. Lifnos erev. And we darshan that lifnos erev means even after the erev passed. Lifnos erev, after the erev passed, which means that it's next halachic day. So there are different, so Lila, it seems to tell me that it's only that day, Lila, that halachic night, which is that halachic day, or Lifnos Erev, even after it passes. So Mad Amar Me'eslai is the one who holds Me'es La'es, which means 24 hours, even into the next halachic day, Diegmi Lifnos Erev. He darshans it from Lifnos Erev, that Shechva Zera is Metame even for 24 hours. The Edach, and the one who holds Laila, Diek Mikra Laila, he dashes it from the word Laila. The Laila means just that night, meaning the same halachic day. So Al-Gabar says, Uman Da'amar mi Lifnos Erev, Haksim Mikra Laila. So what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? According to the one who says Lifnos Erev, which means even after the Erev, 24 hours, doesn't it say Laila? So what do you do with the word Laila, which seems to limit it, that it's only that halachic day? So Amar Lai, Orchei Dekroi, Lemaisi, Tegeri, Lemaisi, Belaila. No, it's just normal for people to have emissions at night. That's when people are in their bed, that's when they have emissions, that's what he does with Laila. Tosfos says, what about the other way? What about the person who holds Laila, what does he do with Lifnos Erev? Second to last line in Tosfos, on the bottom. V'nira lomar, de'idach doresh, Lifnos Erev. According to the one who holds Laila, what do you do with Lifnos Erev? Kedashina b'sifri, de'keri poter ziva shalachareh, kol me'es la'es. What does it mean, Lifnos Erev? To teach me the halacha that we referred to before, that if somebody's a balkeri, somebody has Shechva Zera emission, then the ziva within 24 hours afterwards, you know, that's taken care of, that's attributed to the carry. So why am I focusing on this Tosfos quotes? What does the other one do with this? The Gemara only answer in one direction. What did the Lifnos Erev man do with Laila? So Tosfos asks the other way. There's a Tosfos Yontif in Zavim, on that Mishnah that's being discussed here. The Tosfos Yontif quotes this Tosfos, and he says, Ukishakarisi Devrehem Elu. When I read this line of Tosfos, right, we just read it, so we didn't have the same reaction as he did. Amadati Marid Umishtomein. I stood up, scared and shaking. What's he so shaking about? Ech shachachu mishna seinu zu. There's a mefurish mishna in Zavim that says that Rabbi Yossi, what Rabbi Yossi does what Rabbi Yossi holds about the issue of how long Shechva Zera, you can attribute Ziva to Shechva Zera. If you have Ziva after Shechva Zera, what does Tosva say? The other Mount Omar, who happens to be Rabbi Yossi, uses the word Lifnos Erev to teach me that it's 24 hours. Says the Tosfos Yontif, it's Mefurish against the Mishnah in Zavim. Mishnah in Zavim says that Rabbi Yossi says it's only Yomo. How could Tosfos make that suggestion? What does the other opinion do? It's Mefurish against. He says, how could Tosfos forgot a Mishnah? So we never learned the Mishnah in Zavim. Tosfos obviously learned it. He says, Amati Maradu Mishtomim. It's impossible. It's impossible. So he says, okay, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. He says he gives a different answer to Tosfos Kasha. He doesn't know though why Tosfos gave this Kasha. Lakach nirali the dafka laila. He assumes that no, the other mandamar would hold that plus is not really extra. The word laila is extra, but the word lifnos erev is not extra. Why doesn't the Gemara answer? Usually the Gemara answers the other way. What does A do with B? What does B do with A? Why does the Gemara ask it in the other direction? It must be. He doesn't think it's extra. But he just says, he's omenu mishtome. He says, how could Tosfos even suggest this? You know, isn't it mefurish against the Mishnah in Zavim? So we have the Musar Haskel just from that, you know, we have to learn all Shas. To learn all Shas in the Mishnah, even Mishnah in Zavim. Okay. Next Mishnah, last Mishnah. Mas Nisan. Nazir Haya Shmuel. Shmuel was a Nazir. Kedivrei Reb Nahorai. So Reb Nahorai says that Shmuel was a Nazir. Shneemar, we're going to have a machlokas about this. What's the difference if he was a Nazir or not? Why don't we just say, okay, he was, he wasn't, maita hava hava. Right? Well, it was. So the Rambam says right here, the Pirush HaRishayim, if somebody says, Hareini Kishmuel, I'm like Shmuel. It's the Rambam. Right? Hareini Kishmuel, Hareini Ben Elkanah. Hareini right? I want to, so that's the Nafkamina, says the Rambam. Says the Rambam here in the Pirush HaRishayim. What is this Mishnah doing here? Why is this Mishnah here? Right? What is it? It's a beautiful way. You know, we have a little breath of fresh air of Agadata, you know, to end off the Masechta. Okay, well, we're not complaining, but what is this doing here? So the Melech Shlomo, the it's one of the commentaries in the Yochanan Boaz in the back. So he says, what's it doing here? The last few Mishnayos have spoken about. Why was the previous Mishnah there? What was yesterday's Mishnah there? Raglayim Ladavar. Raglayim Ladavar. We're speaking about circumstantial cases where we assume it must be. It must be. Right, yesterday, Ziva, it must be. And the other case, so he says that's what it's doing here. It's a Raglayim Ladavar connection. It says the Melech Shlomo, Kivan da'ashkan shayala morashol basar v'adam, since we see that, we're going to see in the Mishnah that Shmuel was scared of people, we're going to about to see that the machlokas about whether Shmuel was an Uzzah or not is what the word mora means in the Navi. Does it mean a razor or does it mean fear? That's going to be the machlokas. So, says the Melech Shlomo, that's what the opinion that says it means razor assumes that it's a raglayim ladavar issue. Because it says mora lo yavar arosho. So mora lo yavar arosho, that can't mean he won't have any fear because there were people who were scared. He was scared, as we're going to see in the Pesukim. So that's what it's doing here. There's raglayim ladavar, that if he was scared, it must mean that mora does not mean fear, but it means a razor, and therefore he was a nazir. That's what the Melech Shlomo suggests, why this Mishnah is here. So, now let's see the Mishnah. So, Nazir HaYishmuel. Nazir HaYishmuel, Kedivrei Reb Nahorai. Shneemar, Reb Nahorai holds that Shmuel wasn't Nazir. As it says, Umor lo yala rosho. First parak in Shmuel Aleph, right, when Chana is talking about her future son, we don't know what mora is, but we're translating Chutz Reb Nahorai as a razor. A razor will not go on his head, meaning he was a nazir. And Nemar b'shimshon, and we learned it from Midrasha of Gzeira Shava. Nemar b'shimshon u'mora. It says the word mora by Shimshon. V'nemar b'shmuel u'mora, and it says mora by Shmuel. Ma mora hamura b'shimshon nazir. Just like Shimshon was a nazir, albeit the special type of nazir. Ach mora hamura b'shmuel nazir. So was Shmuel a nazir Shimshon? It's unclear. Right, if you had the whole drasha of Shimshon, but was he another Shimshon? Unclear. That connects to the question, our next question, and that is, if Shmuel was a Nazir, how could he kill Agag? How could he kill Agag? I'm afraid he didn't have guns. He took a sword. It says Vayishasaf, right? He chopped him up. He chopped up Agag, right? The Haftorah, Parsha Zachar. Right, so how do you chop him up? He used a sword, and we do Cherv Harik Chalol. We spent time on a few weeks ago. Right, so his mom is like he's touching the dead body. So one answer is maybe he's another Shimshon. He's allowed to be Matami himself. Right, that's what we learned. That's what all the way back on Dav Dalid, beginning of the Masechta. How many Dav? 62 days ago. Right, so maybe it was another Shimshon. Doesn't say that really so clearly in other places. So why else might he have been able to be Matami himself? Sorry? Harasha. What? A non-Jew type of maga. Not Batai, but Ohel. That's the machloka that Ohel. So maybe the answer is that so one of the Achronim, the Dorish Letzion says, Asidoch Alos Asay. It's one of the last few Amalekim in front of you. You have a Mrs. Asay, Mechias Amalek. Nowadays, we don't have it because we don't know any of the nations. But, right, in those days, it was still, he was one of the last ones left. How are we going to ask me? It's an Asay and a Los Asay, Lotishkach.
No,
Nazir. But Amalek is also not saying Alos Asay. But you're right. I ask you a better question. Efshel Lekayim Ba'acher. Right? Efshel Lekayim Ba'acher. Somebody else could do it. Right. So the Darshan Sion says maybe this is one of the riyas that Asay Doch Alos Asay even B'Akam Shefshel Lekayim Shneim. And therefore, maybe it's the riyas to Hutra. Right? To Hutra. Shmuel didn't hold like Resh Lakish that Efshel Lekayim Shneim, right? He didn't hold like Resh Lakish. Either way, but there's another amazing continuation of that Dorish Letzion. There is a machlokas in Maseches Zvachim. Machlokas in Maseches Zvachim, if a Nazir that became Tameh could bring his karbanos on a bama, on a bama. When Shmuel lived, right? What happened when Shmuel lived? Right? There was no Mishkan anymore, right? The Aron was taken. The Aron was taken in the times of Eli, right? The Aron was sent out at the beginning of the time of Shmuel Aleph. So by the time Amalek took place, so the bama was in Nov or in Givon. There's a machlokas tanoim there whether a Nazir who became tamei could bring their karbanos on a bama. A machlokas. The Chachamim say it's aser. Reb Meir says mutter. So what Shmuel was Batami himself. So how is he going to bring his karbanos? What, he holds like the other man da'amar? He holds like the other man da'amar? How do we know that for sure? Who's the other man da'amar over there? Who says that it's mutter? Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Reb Nahorai are the same person according to many. Gemara talks about it in Sechas Kedushin. Reb Nahorai is the one here. Reb Nahorai from the word Nahora, light, Meir. Gives off light. Reb Nahorai is the one that said he was a Nazir. So Lashitaso. He also was a Nazi. He was able to bring his karbanos because he was like that man to Amar in Maseches Vachim. Oh, so that's related to how he can be Batami himself. We've mentioned in the past, though, another issue, and that is the Radak. The Radak at the beginning of Shmuel asks, "How did Chana do this anyway?" Right? Chana made a neder. What did it say? Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vatidor neder vatomar. Chana says, makes a neder. Hashem imro tira. If you see my oni and you remember me and you don't forget and you give me a child, unesatav Hashem kol yimechayev. I'll give him to Hashem. Umor lo yala arosha. Now we've learned Masechas Nazir. Baruch Hashem. Let's think back to the Masechta. Could a mother make her son into a Nazir? That ever happen? Says the Radak. We only have one possibility of that. Ha'av madaris b'no. We learned based on a what? A halacha Moshe Misinai. We learned earlier in the Masechta that a father can make a son into a Nazir. Not a mother. Mother can't do it. And another problem. You can't do it to a Darmish Lobal Olam if the son's there sitting in front of you. 6 years old. 10 years old. And the relatives are allowed to complain. Right? We learned in the earlier Mishnah. But ask the Radak. Say, Anna, how did this work? Ani Tama. And he doesn't answer the question. Echal nidra b'nash, he ain't nazir. Shelo haya ba'olam. Ve'echal nidra olav. Afilo haya ba'olam. Even if he was here. Ha'ish madres b'no b'nazir. Ve'inish madres b'no b'nazir. Oh, you want to tell me that Elkanah was maskim afterward? Doesn't say that anywhere. Doesn't say that anywhere that Elkanah was maskim. You have to say that. He says, but he says, I don't understand. He says, Ech lo dibru chazal bazeh. Lo matzasi b'divreim shum dover lo b'medrash v'lo b'talmud. I looked in Shas and I looked in Medrash. There's nobody that talks about this kasha. It's such a bomb kasha. How did Shmuel become a Nazir? Yeah, so they... She raised him and then he self-accepted. He self-accepted. So we're putting part of stuff into the story. It sounds like... I'm saying, but it sounds like from the psukim that she's already accepting. It sounds like from the psukim that it's, Hashem, if you do this for me, this is what I'm going to do to him. It doesn't sound like that. He's making his own decision. What is it? Doesn't sound like he's making his own decision. He says, "V'nasativ l'Hashem kol yemechayev umor le'al arosho." I'm deciding right now. Sounds like I'm deciding umor le'al arosho. I saw what the other achronim suggest. It's a lashon. It sounds like lashon naziris, but he's going to sit with Eli, and I'm not going to let him get a haircut. So it sounds like you're right. You might say that. You might say either one. Elkanah did it, or he did it, but it sounds like she's doing it. That's so amazing. One of the answers given, maybe it's not a problem of Davish Lobalolam. Why? It's amazing Gemara. If you remember, you can't forget this Gemara from Maseches Brachas. Remember, the Chazal say, what does it mean in Ro'o Tire? In Ro'o Tire, that Lashon, the Chana says, Hashem, you better give me a child. What did Chana say? Chana said, I learned Parshas Naso. Right, 2 weeks. What does it say in Parshas Naso by Nisha Sota? Starting tomorrow, with Hashem. It's going to be the connection to Sota. What does it say in Nisha Sota? That if a woman is not... did not commit any crime when she was misyache with this man. She shouldn't be misyache. What's the halacha? That she drinks the water and there's a special bracha. Right? V'yisa nekiyah, she's going to have children. She's going to have children after drinking the water. If she's guilty, then she's going to blow up. If she's not guilty, if she's innocent, there's a promise. Hashem says she's going to have a child. And if she already has children, she's going to have even better children. That's what the halacha is. So Chana says to Hashem, Gemara Bracha says, in Ro'u Tira, Hashem, you better give me a child. Because if not, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make myself into an Isha Sota. I'm going to go hang out with such and such a guy. I'm going to get my husband to warn me. Then I'm going to go have Yichud with him. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to have Yichud. So I'm going to be an Isha Sota. I'm going to have to drink the water. And then you says in your Torah that you're going to give me a child. So it's up to you. Give me a child either straight or give me a or this way. So she basically, she put Hashem in, made a deal with Hashem that he couldn't refuse. So that's what the Gemara says in Ro'u Tira. So one of the Achronim says, so it's not a Davish L'Bala Olam. She knew Vada she was going to have a child. So Miman of Shach. It's a Bala Olam. What, Hashem's going to, what's going to happen? Ro'u Tira. So that's maybe, you still don't get out of the problem of the mother with the son, but maybe that's a, she knew Vaday was going to happen. Okay, let's get to it. Says the Gemara. So that was the first opinion of Reb Nahorai, that he was a Nazir. Amar Reb Yossi, follow in Mora Elo Shal Basav Adam. Reb Yossi says, no. It says, Mora Lo Yar Osho. You know what that means? It means that he's not going to be scared of anybody. That's all it means. It doesn't mean, Mora can mean fear or can mean a razor. So no, it means that he's not going to be scared of anybody. So Amar Reb Nahorai, Reb Nahorai says, but that's not true. It says he was scared of somebody. But Yomer Shmuel. Shmuel says, after, when is this? After Hashem told him to go anoint David. Right? Shaul HaMelech was going to lose the Malchus. And Hashem says, go anoint David. So Shmuel says, if Shaul's going to find me, he's going to kill me. I'm not going to do that. But Yomer Shmuel, Eich Eilech V'shama Shaul V'haraguni. Right? Shekvar Hayola Mor Shaul Basav Adam. So you see, he was scared of people. You see, Shmuel was scared of people. So you can't say that it refers to being scared and not a razor. It must be a razor because you see he was scared of people. What's the kasha? The Orach Meshar in the back says, what do you mean? We have a principle of Ein Somchen Al Anes and B'makom Shchiach Hezekah, you got to be worried. You got to be worried. So fine. He said, in general, shouldn't be scared. But Shaul wants to, is going to want to kill him. Shaul doesn't want somebody else to be king. So why don't you say B'makom Shchiach Hezekah Shaini? Why don't you say that he had every right to be scared? The answer is because Reb Yossi understands that he took this not just as a hope. He took this as a nevuah. Mor Liyara Rosho means it's a nevuah. He's not going to be scared. And here he was. So it wasn't just a tefillah. So therefore, they assume that that undermines the shita, and Mora has to mean razor. Okay, Amalei Rav Lechia Brei. So, if we had problems of what the Mishnah was doing here, we also have problems of what this Gemara is doing here. What does this Gemara have to do with this Mishnah? So, is the general Reb Nahorai connection. That's how we'll leave it. Amalei Rav L'chia Brei. Rav says to his son Chia, Chatofu Brich! Go quickly bench. Meaning, we're talking about in the olden days when one person benched for the whole tzibur. One person was Mezamein. So, Rav told his son Chia, you know what? You be the Mavarech. You be the mevarech. V'chein amalei Rav Huna l'rabba brich, hatova brich. You should be the one that benches. You hold the coast and you bench. Why is this? Does this still apply, by the way? Does this still apply? Right, we're talking about, they each told their children in the days when only one person benched, for everyone, said the whole thing out loud, so then, you know, you should try to be the mevarech. So does this still apply? So let's see. Yeah. The other people are being Yosef by Shomei Ka'ona and saying Amen, as we'll talk about in a second.
The question is Shomei Ka'ona, it was better.
So which is Shomei Ka'ona, right? This relates to whether Shomei is Ki'ona, Mamish, or even in those days. In those days, it sounds like for sure Shomei is not exactly Ka'ona, because it's better to be the Mavarech. It's better to be the Mavarech. Again, this is with a kos of wine. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Reish Aleph, Sif Dalid, Sarech Lachzar Sheyitznu Lo Kosha Bracha Lavarech. You should try to be the one to bench. He should give you the koshal bracha. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says, Sheyiyahu ha-mezamein, u'moti achem yidecho basan. He should be the mezamein. V'lo lishmoa v'la'anos amein. Not just to answer amein. Sha'af sha'shomea ka'one, even though we pass in shomea ka'one, right? It's like you're saying it. V'ona amein kamoti bracha mipiv, mikol mako, mimarin litein schar tchilu mavarech. Still, you get more schar. Shar ha-tziyun. Sharat Siyah now in the Mishnah Berurah. Ubizmanenu. What about in our day and age? Kol echad ve'echad mevarech la'atzmo. Right? The postkin, the early Achronim already said that we can't have kavanah for so long. Somebody else is going to be saying benching. We're going to have to focus for like 3-4 minutes. We can't do that. So that's why the minhag developed is maybe the first bracha. That's about it. After the first bracha, we all say it ourselves because we can't focus so much on such a long time. So says the Sharat Siyah. Ubizmanenu shekol echad ve'echad mevarech la'atzmo. Eini yodeya im shayach din zeh. I'm not sure if this din still applies, that there's a kiyum for the mevarech to do it, because everybody's benching. V'ulai, masha'onim baruch sha'achalim yishalod, lo nefshah zeh, rakani yas amein, v'amizamin uchashiv ikar mevarech. Maybe the mezamin is still ikar, v'tzarech iyim. Mr. Brewer doesn't know. Mr. Brewer has the suffix, whether this halacha still applies today, but that is his discussion. Chatofu brich. Okay, so it's better for the mevarech to be the mezamin, and he should hold the koshel bracha. So remember, just one point I mentioned in Shabbos HaGadol, and that is we're talking about Koshel Bracha. It's interesting that only by certain mitzvos do we have a Koshel Bracha. Right? Usually we don't have a kosher bracha by putting on tefillin. Right? Put on tefillin every day, right? So I'm sure some people would be happy to have a kosher bracha of putting on tefillin every morning. Or tzitzis, or ma'akeh, or any other mitzvah that you could stucka. You don't do tzedakah ala kos. You don't do, so what? Why is it? So one suggestion might be, it's mitzvah shel dibur. Mitzvah shel dibur, that gets a kos. Berachas hamazon, and what else? Kiddushin, there's a lot of mitzvah shel dibur that don't have it. You know, Sfiras HaOmer. We can't do Sfiras HaOmer. We didn't do Sfiras HaOmer ala kos. It's a mitzvah daraisa, at least at some time, according to the Rambam, even today. So what's the rule? So what we suggested was that maybe whenever there's a status change is when we have a kosher bracha. So that's why by kiddushin the woman becomes an eshes ish, pidyon aben, bris mila, and what else did we say? What are the other ones? Sorry, kiddush and havdalah. Status change. There's kiddush. So what about berachas hamazon? What about berachas hamazon? So we suggested then we quoted from Rav Soloveitchik. We didn't quote the Raya's. Maybe we'll quote two Raya's now. We don't have time to quote the Raya's then. And that is maybe berachas hamazon is also a status change. Because you're not just a bunch of yechidim benching, but you're a chabura benching. Right? If one person benches, he doesn't hold a cup of wine. It's only when three people bench. Or 10 people bench. Because a koshel bracha, that's a status change only when there is a mezumin. And what's the Raya? So he quotes two Raya's. This is number one. There's a Rashi. This is in Shirim Lezecher Abba Mari. Number one, Rashi in Bracha says that if you're benching by yourself, you start with no delacha. The first Bracha is only for a zimun. It's amazing, a different benching for a yachin and for a tzibur. Tells you it's a different, totally different idea. Another Raya, this one I didn't mention then. There were two Amoram, Yehuda bar Merey, Marmar bar Avashi, Verachem Yidifti. Three Amoram that were sitting, they had a meal together. Karchi Rifti Bahadi Adadi, Brachas Mehema Beis. And Lohavi Behu Chat Avi Muflig Mechav Rilav Ruche Luhu. There was, all three of them were exactly equal in Chashivus. Nobody was greater than the other one. So they said to themselves, the Mishnah says that we have to have a Mezumin. Doesn't that mean if there's only one person that's more important than the other ones? And we're all equal, so you know what? We have to bench ourselves. So they all bench themselves. They all bench themselves without a mezumin. And then they come in front of Mareymar, and Mareymar says to them, Yidei bracha yitzasem, yidei zimun lo yitzasem. You messed up. You messed up. You yotzei bracha, but you missed out zimun. V'chi temer neder nezamein. So they said, Rebbe, should we bench again? Should we bench again? So he answers, no, ein zimun lo mafreya. What was the havamina of benching again? They already benched. What's that having to bench again? Explains Rav Soloveitchik, no. Because there's a different, totally different status of benching when you bench b'chabura. And therefore, you might have thought that if you bench as a yachid, you totally didn't do what you were supposed to do. Because it's like a different chalosh, different status. Kamash malan, what's the ein zimun l'mafreya? They have to go together. That even if you have a different chaloshein, the different status, it cannot be separated from the yachidim. And once you bench once, you can't do it the next one. But either way, that could be why. Also, there's a status change, and that's why we have a bracha, a kosher bracha by a benching. So that's what these great rabbis told their sons. You know what? You make sure you be the mezamein. Special did of being a mezamein. According to that, okay, assuming tefillin. We mentioned in the past that maybe tefillin is also a status change. You mentioned the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Karkatos Lomanach tefillin. Okay, that's more of a hashkafic status change. I don't know if it's as much halachic. Okay. Vaiter lameimer de mevarach adif. So the Gemara says, is this to tell me, this whole story, to tell me it's better to make the bracha than to hear the bracha? But Vahatanya, didn't we learn in a brisa, Reb Yossi Omer, Gadol Ha'one Amein, Yosef Namavarech. Saying Amein is greater than making the bracha itself. Well, why would you say that? We'll see in a second. V'yomali Reb Nahoroi, right, there's Reb Nahoroi again, Hashamayim Kachu. I swear, says Reb Nahoroi, that the person saying Amen is even better. Why? Teda, Shahare Gul Yorim Mizgarim B'Mukhama V'Gibarim Notzchem. What happens at a war? You have the lower level soldiers that fight the war, and then the big generals come and take all the credit. Right? So you see, it's not the people who do the beginning part, it's the people at the end, right, who come. Right? So too, if you say, make the bracha, no, it's the people at the end, you say Amen. So isn't it better to say Amen? Why would it be better to say Amen? Why would it be better to say Amen? What's the Svara? So the Me'iri says, I'll give you four quick answers. Me'iri says, because sometimes when you say a bracha, you don't have kavana, but if you have to focus to listen to somebody else's bracha, you're having more kavana, because you got to focus more. Kol shekivin l'shmoas ha-bracha, v'lo od el asher rov pa'amim, kavanas hamate ozen, l'shmoa gedola yoser me kavanas ha-medaber. Sometimes you have even more kavana when you're listening. Number one, a second idea, the Karakemach, right? Rabbi Nebachai, right at the beginning, in Emuna, in his philosophical work, he says, why is Amen better? Because Amen is a second person that's coming together with a person saying the bracha. So he's the second aid. A pishnei dem yakum davar. Right? Two witnesses making it good, so he's the second aid. It's mitztaref. Sha'ona amin hu eda sheni, vatsarach shi yitztaref ima eda rishon, hamavarech. And that's why he's better, because he's making it into edus. Okay, that's two. We'll end with two. There is a fascinating story told in the Rishonim. Listen to this story. The Rush quotes it. The Rush quotes it in Maseches Chulin in the sixth parak. Maisa ba'echad sh'amar la moal echad sh'amar la s'beno. Right, there was a story. A man appointed a moel. You know what? Please be moel my son. Please be moel my son. V'kadam acher moel. And all of a sudden, another moel, you know, he wanted the job. So he gives the guy a body check, pushes him away, and he does the mila. He says, ala mila, boop, and he does the mila himself. So now what happens? So the moel who got pushed aside goes to the rabbi and says, but he owes me a yud zehuvim. That's the context in Chulin. If you steal a mitzvah from somebody, you got to pay him 10 gold coins. So v'tava rishon sha'am aloha avla, mulum anasheni, asar zehuvim. So they went to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, the first one, went to Rabbeinu Tam, says, this guy owes me money. Rabbeinu Tam says he's potter. Why is he potter? The heishiv potter Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because dekivan shahayisham b'shas mila. Since the other mala got pushed aside, was still there b'shas mila. He might have been in a daze because he just got pushed aside, but he was still there. The ana amen, and he said amen to the mala's bracha. Gadol ha'ona amen yoser menamavarech. It did even better. He said amen. He said amen. V'imlo an amen. If he didn't say amen, it's his own fault. Ihu hu da'afsed anafshe. It's his own fault. Tough luck. That was Rabbeinu Tam's answer. That was Rabbeinu Tam's answer. So the Achronim say, first of all, do we paskin that way? We're about to say it's a machlokas, whether Amen is greater. And number two, forget the Amen. What about the mitzvah? What about the mitzvah itself? The Maisa mitzvah. Yeah?
Whose mitzvah is it?
It relates to that. Whose mitzvah is it? Meaning it might have... That's a separate issue about this whole discussion. It might be the father's mitzvah. It might be the child's mitzvah. Right? It's not the mole's mitzvah. But even if you're a shliach... Right, you're right. So that relates to this also. But that's a discussion. Rabbeinu Tam uses this principle of Gadol Ha'ona Amen Yoser Namavare. Yeah.
That's why
That's what Chana made him into a Nazir. So he would say the Amen is what on the wine and all those. Gadol Ha'ona Amen Yoser Namavare. Okay, so which is it? So why do these rabbis make their sons tell them to bench? They should just say Amen. The Gemara answers Tanoihi. Really, it's a machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, Echad Namavarech Echad Ona Amen. B'mashma. El Shemarim Lavarech Chila. First opinion, this opinion, this Tana says, no, it's better to make the bracha. So you see it's a machlokas Tanoim. See it's a machlokas Tanoim, whether it's better to say the Amen or not. There's a beautiful diak that Rav Soloveitchik had in a Rambam. In a Rambam. The Rambam writes, in many places, the concept of Shomei Ka'ona. We know the principle of Shomei Ka'ona. That if you say Kiddush, and I'm listening, it's as if I said it. The Rambam writes in Ilchas Brachas, Kol HaShomei HaBracha Min HaBrachos, Mitchilasa V'ad Sofa. Somebody said the bracha from beginning to end. V'nis Kavin Lotzeis Boidei Chavasa. And you have Kavana to be Yotze, Yotze. V'ava V'shlo Ana Amen. If somebody says a bracha, and I hear it, and I have Kavana to be Yotze, even if I didn't say Amen, I'm still Yotze. And then the Rambam adds, V'chol ha'one amen ha'achar ha'mevarech, ha'reza kimevarech. But if you answer amen, you're like the mevarech. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam in the first line says, Shemek ha'one works even without amen, but if you say amen, you're like the mevarech. Says the Kesem Mishnah, V'yim tomar ha'kocha b'neskavim lasis haskinan. Both cases, you have kavanah to be yotzei, im kain, ma'ikamash labon amen. So what does it mean? With ona amen, even without amen, you're yotzei. The Yeshlomar says the Kesef Mishnah, the Kishin is coming velo ana amen yatsa velo kimavarech. Aval ki ana amen yatsa kimavarech. So Kesef Mishnah says, if you say amen, you're exactly like the mavarech. But if you don't say amen, you're yotze, but not like the mavarech. So what does that mean? So the observation was medayik, that in many places, the Rambam speaks about Shmei Ka'one, and he has these two levels. You're yotze even without amen. If you say amen, it's even better. It's mamish, Shmei Ka'one, it's as if you said it. But there are two places where the Rambam does not mention the possibility of being Yotzei without Amen. And he only gives the option of saying Amen. Where are the two places? Number one, Birchas Hamazon. Number two, Chazaras Hashatz. By those two places, The Rambam writes, Shlosha she'achlu paske echad, chayevan levarach berachad hazimen, kodem berachad hamazon. Right, three people had to bench, one person has to say the benching. Ve'hein onin amen achar kol brachu bracha. And they answer amen. It doesn't say there, they could be yotzi just by listening without amen. Or in Chazaras Hashatz, Shliach Atzibur Mosi Yisra Rabbi Dechavasan, Ketzad B'Shashu Mispalav Hein Shomin Vonin Amin, Achar Kol Bracha U'Bracha, Hare Hein Kim Mispalavin. Right? If they answer Amin after each bracha, it's as if they're tefillah also. So why don't you have the options here? By all other cases, you have Shomea Ka'ona, and, give it a smash if you want, you're allowed to kill that in the shul. So why is it that in two places, there's no concept of Shomea Ka'ona? It's Davka Anias Amin. So if Salvashik suggested, this is quoted by Rav Shechter in his Sefer and also by Rabbi Sachs in his Sefer. I'll read it for Rabbi Sachs. To Lafia Rambam, Anias Amein Ma'akeves B'Chazaras Hashas U'Bezimun. You know why? Shemek only usually works by mitzvahs of a yachid. But by mitzvahs of a tzibur, where you have to be mitztaref and become a unit, so you need Amein. Because Amein gives you the higher level of tzirah, not just Yotzei. But it gives you the higher level of tzira. So dafka by those two, by berachas hamazon, like we said before, and by chazaras hashatz, where you have to become a unit. So dafka, those two need amen. What's the makar for this? Har grizim and har evil. Va'anu kalam amen. Amen. Dafka says it in the Torah. They had to answer amen there because they had to become a kal. They had to become a kal Yisrael. So that's why, but dafka, those two. It's unbelievable dia. You read the Rambam, you don't notice it. But dafka by chazaras hashatz and by berachas hamazon, the Rambam only gives you the option of Amen. It does not give you the option of just being Shomea Ka'on. Okay, this last line. Amr Belazar Amr Chanina, Tamidich Chachamim Arbi Shalom Ba'olam, Tamidich Chachamim Add Shalom to the world, Shenamar V'chol Banach Lemudi Yevshem, V'rav Shalom Banoyach. So two points. One is the Aruch Laner that we probably quote at the end of each of these Masechtas. The Aruch Laner points out, the Aruch Laner and Yevamis, points out that this line is at the end of Brachas Nazir, Yevamis, and Krisus. That's how these four Masechtas end. They quote this line of Tamid Chacham Aram Shalom Ba'olam. So why is that? What? So Bonaich, right, that's the acronym. That's the Rashi Tevis, those four. So why is that? So Aruch Laner says this is about Shalom. There are four types of Shalom between different relationships. There's Shalom between man and God. There's Shalom between man and his friend. There's Shalom between husband and wife. There's Shalom between a guf and a neshama. That's what's symbolized by these four Masechtas. Number one, he says, Brachas is all about Kriya Shema and Tefillah, Shalom Bein Adam Lamako. Number two, Yevamis is all about doing something for your brother, being Mekim Shem Achiv, that's between you and your friend. Nazir, this one has to be a little stretched a little bit, we learned why we're going to have tomorrow's daf. Why is a Nazir, why does a person become a Nazir? Because he sees what happens to Anisha Sota. That's the connection. So you see, it really connects, what? It's in Nashim, right? Bein Ishla Ishto. And finally, you have Krisus, that's Shalom, Bein Guf Lahanesham. Those are the four, why it's here. But I once heard a story, actually, about a certain Rav that came to a certain Rav to ask him to sign a certain hachraza about something. You know, against this and against that and against these rabbis and those rabbis. So the rabbi asked the people there, he says, will this hachraza cause more Shalom Ba'olam or not? Is this going to be Marba Shalom Ba'olam? So obviously they don't answer him. So he said, I'm not signing. Everything we do, we have to think about before we do it, is this going to be Marba Shalom or not? Talmidei Chacham Marba Shalom Ba'olam. Rachmana Leslan, if we take part in something that's not Marba Shalom, maybe that's undermining the fact that we're a Talmud Chacham. So everybody, each of us has to think of ourselves as a Talmud Chacham, and we daf got to be Talmidei Chacham Marba Shalom Ba'olam. Okay? Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we start Meseches Sota, Sunday schedule tomorrow. So the daf is 7:10. Hashem, and this goes through, I think, the first week of
49 days.
Right, first week of July.
Yeah.
And then Gittin goes through Yom Kippur. See him for Gittin is on Yom Kippur.